Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Our call to worship. Think of a moment when someone that you least expected to see suddenly stands before you. A moment when something you'd lost is found again, and you can scarcely believe your eyes. Think of a moment when your fear was suddenly proved unfounded and you were surprised by joy. This morning is such a moment. We resign ourselves to the worst, and suddenly life turns around. So come this Easter morning to be shaken from your conviction that nothing can change your situation. Come if you look at the world and feel overwhelmed by its chaos or disillusioned by its promises. On this morning, we remember how Mary went to anoint a corpse and was greeted by a Savior. Come to worship, prepared to see your life and the world through new eyes, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Rise!
Let us join together now in our affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the 10th chapter of Acts, verses 34 through 43. Then Peter began to speak, "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He is not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name."
Within my heart, this love.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the 28th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you ever wanted to join a club or other organization and found out that you were not the kind of person they were looking for? Have you ever wanted to make friends with a certain somebody, but no matter how hard you tried, no matter what you did, they were not interested in the least? We can praise God that this is not the way it works with Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said that he would be crucified and would draw all persons unto himself. And the Bible informs us that it is God's desire that none of us should perish, but that all of us would become members of the kingdom. And Jesus calls his followers friends. The God who created you, me, and this entire eternal universe desires an intimate relationship with each and every person. God wants to be our friend. Imagine that. And Jesus died to make it all possible. Jesus rose from the dead, proving that it's possible that through Christ we too can rise from the dead and enter into a transforming lifelong friendship with our Creator, which goes all the way into eternity. We find in our gospel lesson this Easter morning that an angel of the Lord rolled away the stone and then told two Marys, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Now let's ask ourselves this question. Why did the angel roll away the stone? The stone was rolled away not so that Jesus could get out, but so that the two Marys could get in. God is the one who rolls out the red carpet in order for us to enter into his resurrection, his life. People may try and push us away, but God is always trying to woo us to faith, woo us to new life, woo us to salvation, woo us to his kingdom. Jesus said in John chapter 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they may die, they shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Death is the great riddle of life. It's a mystery. It is one secret of the universe that is kept secret. And yet, it is one of the rare things that we all have in common. And it's one of the things that people fear the most. In Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book, Mowgli, the man cub, asks the animals what the most feared thing in the jungle is. He's told that when two animals meet on a narrow path, that one of the animals must step aside and let the other animal pass. The animal that steps aside, for no one would then be the most feared. Mowgli wants to know what kind of animal that is. One tells him it's an elephant. Another tells him it's a lion. Finally, the wise old owl exclaims, "The most feared thing in the jungle is death. It steps aside for no one." Well, my friends, welcome to the jungle. No one is exempt from death. But wait a minute. Those who believe in Christ will never die. Christianity begins with the resurrection. We're told in Acts, "Why should any of us consider it incredible that God raises from the dead?" Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you." What a reason to proclaim hallelujah! I don't think it was any accident that Mary Magdalene was one of the first to experience the resurrection. We don't know a great deal about Mary, but we do know this. She was a woman who had been possessed by 7 demons. It had been as if Mary was one of the living dead. Have you ever met someone who seemed like they were the living dead? Maybe you've been this way, or maybe you feel this way right now. Life has no luster. You're just going through the motions, doing whatever you can to eke by. There's no joy. There's no hope. When everyone else is laughing at a joke, you don't laugh with them. When everyone else is excited about something, you feel like a sad spectator on the sidelines who can't relate. The same God who brought Jesus Christ back to life is the only one who can bring us back to life as well. And when this happens, the black and white movie of our lives are suddenly bright with technicolor. We become excited and exciting. Suddenly, this life has meaning for us. Suddenly, the world is filled with possibility. No longer are we sitting on the sidelines, but we are right in there, running the plays along with the other disciples of this great new movement. The resurrection of Jesus Christ has radically changed the past, the present, and the future. It's the defining moment in history. Christianity began in obscurity. Christianity's first missionaries were commoners, whose message appeared as nonsense to the sophisticated. With some exceptions, Christianity's chief appeal was to the outcast and the marginal elements of society, people with no political clout, little money, outcasts who from the very first were violently persecuted. Yet within the course of 4 centuries, Christianity became the dominant religious force. We now have a Christian church on nearly every block of America. The only explanation for this phenomenon relies in the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his desire for an intimate and transforming relationship with those who want it. What makes Christianity most different from the rest of the world's religions, you might ask? Do the other religions lack ethics? Not necessarily. Do other religions lack a concern for justice? Not necessarily. Is it a my God can beat your God kind of thing? That's definitely not. The biggest difference between Christianity and all the others is that our Lord is alive. Buddha? He's dead. Confucius? Dead. Muhammad? Dead. But Jesus is alive. In Matthew chapter 28, Mary was filled with joy as she ran to tell the disciples that Jesus had risen from the dead. Jesus came to save the lost, people like Mary Magdalene, people like you, people like me. On that first Easter morning, Mary felt and experienced the power of the risen Lord at work in her life. Are we experiencing the power of the risen Lord in our lives? Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Like the two Marys on that first Easter morning, we too are called to go running from the empty tomb to a world that is lost and afraid and proclaim Christ's resurrection. May it be so. Thanks be to God. May it be so. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's our desire to know you more, to learn more of you, and to become a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Give us a teachable spirit, I pray, so that we may grow in grace. Pray that you would enable us to go and disciple others in your strength, so that together we all come to a knowledge of the truth in Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us so that we can be your people. We pray these things in the humble yet magnificent name of Jesus, who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.